Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot. We're here with you guys in the building. Black Dot is here with his headphones on today. He's ready to work.
No, I'm starting with the headphones just to EQ and make sure the show is ready, and then I'll toss them to the side. I can work without headphones. I can walk and chew gum. I am such in a zone.
I don't like how lax we're getting as a, as a network head.
No, I'm so in a zone. I don't need headphones. I don't need a microphone. I don't need this computer. I just need me. But I do these things. I step down my vibration to match your vibration so you don't feel out of place.
So I'm the low vibration
one here.
Of course.
That's obvious. You're the low vibration here.
Got it.
So I do these things.
See how I get disrespected?
So that you can kind of feel a part of the team.
See how I get disrespected?
You know, I don't want to just outshine you that much. The show is just starting. Talk shit already. All right? Let it go. Let's get to work. How's everybody out there doing?
How is everybody doing? And see the equation. This is a one of one. We don't sell these no more. We did for like a day and a half.
We only sold those for a day and a half?
For like a day and a half.
Maybe
yeah.
We need to bring those back.
I don't know, man. People liking them.
It might be the color. Yeah, yeah.
You know, if the weather's getting nicer in New York.
Right, so
it feels nice. It feels springy. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of springy, what we have taken the liberty to do here at Urban X.
Right.
Is we have now began to launch our astrologic or astrology shirts.
Uh-huh.
Drop bomb. Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to roll them out three astrology signs at a time.
Is that because we broke or is that because...
Broke? Nah. Yeah. It's because we broke. We can't afford them. Just put out 12 shirts and company.
Facts.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Facts.
So you're going to have the Aries...
Taurus and Gemini
up by end of the night.
Yeah, so if you visit shopurbanx.com right now, there's some designs up.
Some of the designs, we're rolling them out.
And if you want to be early, if you want to be proactive, son, daughter, husband, for your mama.
Oh, yeah.
We got some Mother's Day designs up there as well, because as a company, we have not appreciated our mothers on Mother's Day these last few years.
That is true.
We're showing all the love to dads because I'm a dad. He's a dad. He's my dad.
That's true.
So it's like natural, but this doesn't work without mama and dad. I wouldn't be here without my mama Eva. You wouldn't be here without your mama Eva.
Those are all facts.
You know what I'm saying? We love our mama. So we're going to have some Mother's Day stuff on the site. It's already up there now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I always love my mama. Right. Because she's my favorite girl. You know what I'm saying?
During, you know, as, you know, the months go on, we will add the other zodiac signs as well.
This is how I'm going to do it. See, this is why I get paid the big bucks. Every time one sign is over, I'll add a sign.
Oh, snap.
So we start with Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. As soon as Aries is over, I'm going to add Cancer.
I like it. My son is a Cancer.
So. You see what I'm saying? So we just add them. If you're trying to get a Sag shirt right now.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Like,
right.
You need to get a life, bro. Right. Like, like, just stop it. Let me get my Sag shirt now. No, as we get there, all right? So we're going to have, but these astrology shirts are crazy.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. They're really, really
crazy.
Nice.
Crazy. And the Mother's Day joint's going to have Puff,
yeah.
Lettering in 3D. Yeah. This is just, we have really outdone ourselves here at Urban
X. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I hope you guys had an amazing, amazing weekend. You know, if you was doing the Easter thing, if you was trying to get an IHOP on Easter, there's a 3-hour wait.
Oh.
He's trying to get to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After that 4-hour service.
Yeah, you forget about that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know.
What happened with the eggs? Because, like, there was an egg. The prices of eggs is crazy. So
that's right.
What were the kids searching for? Because in my house, I'd be like, look.
I mean, the plastic
eggs. We ain't got
eggs.
No goddamn eggs. Now, there's some plastic eggs out here.
Plastic eggs, I guess.
But, you know, it's so, you know, because as I grew up as a kid, you know, we would color the eggs the night before.
And I have no idea what that has to do with Easter.
It's fertility. This is the F season.
Fucking. Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? All so, the whole thing about Easter is refertilization and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So this is the real new year. So flowers start to bloom. Rabbits is getting it in. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So that's the whole so-called esoteric essence of it is the refertilization of thoughts, concepts, energy, the planet. So that's what the eggs, you know, kind of represent. And you know, it's dealing with, Easter's really dealing with Ishtar.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Somebody just said that. Thank you.
And, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah. You know, there's always the exoteric and then there's the esoteric principles below. And both can be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
If you just grew up on Easter putting your clothes on, because this was the one time of the year I went to church. Mm-hmm. We had the lineup. We went to church first. Mm-hmm. Then we got up and we went to the movies or something like that every Easter. You know what I mean? And we all stayed fresh that my mom, she would always come through for Easter. One time, I had to get my Easter outfit on the day of Easter. That's just how the money fell. And there was one store open and I was able to get, you know, makeshift outfit. And then one year by surprise, right? All three, me, Sean, and Dave, you know, we were the three amigos. We all bought burgundy shoes this year. Dave bought burgundy British. Sean, I think, bought burgundy Playboy. And I had these hush puppies. Awesome. And we standing in line, you know, for the movies. We didn't stand on the line like the regular people.
Right.
We don't do that.
Right.
And Sean stepped off the curb and stepped right on my burgundy hush puppy, and they were never the same. Because, you know, you got to wear that to school.
Yeah.
Because everybody showed what they... And, man,
damn.
Yeah. Those are the memories, man.
Jesus.
But we went to church, and it was like, when is this shit over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Catholic service. That's 45 minutes,
yeah,
in and out.
In and out, right?
Baptist church.
You're going to be there for a while.
You're going to be there.
Yeah. They're going to bring out the choir 2-3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mime, dancers, the drummers.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The Ebenezer Baptist Stepper team, everybody coming out. And they always make them smart remarks. Wow, we're so busy in here on Easter.
Oh, yeah.
If only y'all can come every day to worship God. Look, I'm here today.
Yeah.
Put all my sins in this basket. And my mother would always give me $2.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going in the thing.
No, it's not.
Come on, it's staying in my pocket.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you put that in the collection, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And pass the collection plate around the back. Pass it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask how come or why come. Pastor got a nice house.
Don't ask those questions.
But thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Can we get a roll call? What's happening now?
Man, I saw... I saw West Palm Beach. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like I saw Philly, but I'm seeing, so people were shouting out their astrology signs.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So, yeah, West Palm Beach. Who else we got?
I see New Jersey in the building.
Jersey in the building. What's good? What's good? What? Coney Island. Okay, shouts out to you.
Okay,
Brooklyn
that's,
House.
That's where people
Baldwin
went.
Baldwin Harbin House.
That's where Mama Dot went.
Somebody
for,
said
for Easter.
High for France. Tuskegee, Alabama was good.
Okay, okay.
Lauderdale, West Philly in the building was good.
Sinesta Bryston, what's up? You got that membership back. Okay, sis,
Yonkers,
I see you.
Y.O. in the house. Texas, Jackson, Mississippi.
All right.
Brooklyn, Columbus, Ohio. Today is your birthday, Jessica Gibbs.
Jessica happy Gibbs,
birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
The church definitely takes advantage. Okay, I missed that.
Of the guilt.
Yeah. Today is 59th birthday, Aries season, baby. Shelly M. Drop a bomb there, Shelly.
My mom's birthday is this weekend.
59th birthday, Shelly. I like it.
Yes.
You've been around this planet for a minute. You see what's going on here.
Harlem on the
I
rise. Mega
oh, that's
Bill.
Right. It is your mom's birthday this
it
week.
It is.
Are you going to?
I got to. And she finally told me what she wanted for her birthday.
Oh my God.
Finally.
Isn't that easy?
Yo, every year, because her birthday is right behind Mother's Day, so we be scrambling.
Like, yeah,
be
like, gotta get her some Mother's Day, or right before Mother's Day.
Yeah, see? Yeah, we be scrambling. Like, I don't know what we doing this year, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
She finally let us know, so that's good.
Omaha, Nebraska. I like it. DJ Real.
So, let's get to it, man.
Let's get to this thing.
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, I saw a video, disturbing video, of a little boy on the Dalai Lama's lap, and he was telling the kid to suck his tongue.
Yeah, the Dalai Lama is nasty.
Oh, my gosh. Like, every time I see, like, a little, like, even a still shot, I just, like, my stomach hurts, bro. It's just nasty. And it was a bunch of people. It was publicly. It was on camera. It was a bunch of people around him.
Yeah.
And he still did that.
Yeah.
And, like, it makes you wonder, obviously. Obviously, if he was bold enough to do that publicly, who knows what he's doing
privately.
But, you know, what is he, like, what is the belief system, wherever he's, like, belief system, like, where he's at, that he can get that off? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he is, like, you know, quote-unquote, the holiness, his holiness, Dalai Lama, and stuff like that. Like, is that the game? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I was grossed out, bro. It was nasty.
He's a Dali piece of shit. That's what he is.
Yeah, it's gross.
And he also told you to take the jab. Let's throw that out there.
He did.
Yeah, him, Pope, they all in on it. Whenever you see him hanging with all them celebrities, mm-hmm. him... Steve, what's that? Shake, not Shake,
what are you talking about?
It's another one of them, spiritual dudes. Mm. I forget his name. The people in the chat know what I'm talking about. They all hang in the same circles. It's all a hustle. Mm. And for the Dalai Lama to be supposed to be the highest spiritual representation of the, I believe it, he's a monk or something, or, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Something to that effect.
Get it right. Cause we had people talking about, We get everything wrong on the show.
Oh, well, that's a part of, that's the key to our show, is we get enough stuff wrong.
Yeah, but y'all correct this for us.
And y'all correct it for us. So we up here having a great time. And so don't make
this. You talking
about
Deepak Chopra?
Deepak Chopra.
The one that hung around with Oprah.
Yeah, that creep.
He's a creep too?
They all creeps.
Oh, man, I like this book.
It doesn't mean he, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean he doesn't write a good book or something like that. Yeah. They all creeps. And people have this fascination with authority, mm-hmm. especially of the spiritual sense, because he's supposed to be connected to the higher principles. They will give their children. Mm-hmm. Why do you think the Catholic Church is continuing mm-hmm. to slaughter children? Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think that would be common sense to go, yo, don't send your children there. Yeah. People bypass the protection of their children to get in favor, or what they think is in favor with God. Mm. And so this guy can, 80-something years old, taking this little Indian kid.
Oh, my God.
Looked like he was from a third world country or something. No disrespect.
Nasty.
And then the kid kind of pulled back a little bit. Come here.
Because he, in his spirit,
he
knew it was
right
wrong.
From wrong.
Yeah.
You ain't had no damn man kissing me. And then you're going to tell him to suck your tongue? Dude, that it's nasty stuff. It's perverted stuff. But again, how do we not recognize in this world where the Catholic Church is openly doing this stuff? And all they do is move the priest
To a smaller church.
Location where they can continue doing God's work. All right? So when I saw this, I cringed. I said it would never be mine because I'm gonna be on the news immediately afterwards. Yeah,
there's a lot of these stories. I'm just like, fam.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So to see this, and again, we don't know what favor the family was needing. Mm-hmm. I'm just laying out different scenarios. So you send your son up there in favor of, you know, receiving a blessing of some sort, and you don't want to jeopardize this blessing. So you tell your son to do, it's sort of like the parents telling their children to sit on R. Kelly's lap.
That.
Okay? Yeah. You sit on his lap, entice him.
Entice him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, we'll get to that in a little bit. So this thing is very disgusting. I told you, and I'm going to continue to tell you, that all things done in the dark are coming to the light. Mm-hmm. And this is another example of how the religious systems, all of them, are corrupt. Mm-hmm. And it's an end time for them, because when we move on, we're not going to need any of these systems. Now, that does not mean there aren't good reverends. Mm-hmm. There aren't good priests. Mm-hmm. There aren't good, you know what I'm saying, Dalai Lamas or whatever throughout the diaspora. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying collectively, the, you know what I'm saying, the concept of, you know, the church, and it's corrupt all the way through. It's either money, power,
and
sexual deviation, you know?
And especially like with the Pope, Dalai Lama, they get passed because of their quote unquote vows of celibacy and things like that, but they doing a lot of this stuff in the dark.
That's my point. So all of this stuff taking place in the dark is coming to the light. You are in an amazing time. Mm-hmm. If you really want to know. See, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Right?
Like they say, don't go through your man's phone unless you really prepared, or vice versa. Or don't be searching for things unless you're ready to deal with what the consequences can be. And that is a metaphysical principle and a literal principle.
Right.
So if you are ready for truth, you know what I mean? Mm. And you want to know how this world truly operates, all you have to do nowadays is sit back and watch.
Yeah.
And when the information comes to you, don't let cognitive dissonance, because there's still people telling you the jab is good, or don't believe, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you got full governments now. The head, you saw the front cover of the New Ireland newspaper?
No.
It clearly said Pfizer knew that this was a death.
Yeah, there's a place in Australia, I believe, that like they were touted as like the most jabbed like city in the world, something to that effect. And then like 2023, they showed like all the memorials of the people that passed away, and it's just like A plus B needs equal C.
All day, every day. You know what I mean? So now, how you choose to receive truth is on you. But here it is.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Here it is. Deal with it. So what the Dalai Lama has done is disgusting.
Yes. Oh, it's gross,
man. He apologized for, but you cannot apologize. What's your apology? I'm sorry for telling this kid to suck my tongue. And that's what else would you tell him to suck if we wasn't around?
Yeah. You understand?
Oh, my gosh. As a matter of fact. So just know that these people are not who you think they are. And this whole system is a cesspool. The whole thing is corrupt.
Yo, you know what that reminded me of? Just like the idea of trying to gain favor with somebody. Oh, like you hold somebody to such esteem. You guys ever watched that movie with Idris Elba, Beast of No Nation?
No, I didn't see that.
It's on Netflix.
Is that a third world country movie?
Yes, yeah, it's about, they were African, like, kid soldiers.
Okay.
I don't know what country they were in.
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I remember.
And, It was a really good movie, just like, you know, for movie sakes, but watch that, because I don't want to spoil it, even though it's been out 6 years. Cause, you know, people get mad at me, Michael's spoiling the movie. Go watch it. But it shows you a longer version of how people in power can groom these kids.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a...
That's a system. And when you learn it, they groom... Hollywood grooms kids.
Yeah.
They You got parents who groom their children to be offered because the lifestyle that they want to live or they, you know what I'm saying, is more important than this child.
Yeah.
I can make another child. That's this the mindset of these people. So they groom you. They groom the children on how to act around elite people. Mm-hmm. They groom them on how to offer themselves and be prepared to serve these. It's wicked, wicked stuff.
Yeah.
That most average people know nothing about or don't care nothing about. And this is not just the elite. It's people that may live right next door to you that surf that black web and they have a fetish for weird, bizarre stuff, man.
So Cardi B tweeted that this is as a result of she saw the Dalai Lama video. She said, "This world is full of predators. They prey on the innocent, the ones who are the most unknowing, our children, predators. Could be our neighbors, our school teachers, even people with money, power, and our churches. Constantly talk with your kids about boundaries and what they shouldn't allow people to do to them."
And that's a fact.
100%.
100%. You have to have, and I tell parents all the time, thank you for the Cash App. Somebody hit us with a Cash App.
Thank you. Thank you.
Super chat.
Thank you.
You have to move the conversation where you normally could have had it at 12 and 13, that has to be a 7 and 8 year old conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a tough conversation to have, but your enemy has got a head start on you. If your children go to these daycares and they touching them and you know, tickling them and things that you would think are innocent that are not innocent. You know what I mean? And then they start listening to your child and creating a secret over a piece of candy. Mm. Don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if you can hold this secret.
Yeah.
And that's all a part of the grooming process. And while parents are out work, making a living or trying to provide, and the children have more free reign than ever before because the neighbors can't watch the kids now because you curse the neighbors out.
Yeah.
Back when I was growing up, everybody watched all the children. The kids went out and played, and everybody, all the parents that were home watched the kids. And they could get in your ass, and then when your parents came home, got in your ass again. These parents would come home and curse out the neighbors. You know what I mean? The world has changed around us. It's not the world that, you know, we used to grow up in, but certain things are unacceptable.
Yeah.
And this behavior in this day and time for an 85-year-old so-called spiritualist to be operating in that manner.
Yeah, that was gross.
And because had that been somebody else, if had that been somebody black,
oh yeah,
it'd have been the end of the world.
Yeah,
it'd have been on every news channel.
Especially a black man, it would have been.
Forget about it. Forget
everybody from the root would have said, "See, black men are the white men of black people."
Exactly,
and
terrorizing our children our children aren't safe. I only have one really Achilles heel, man, and that's children, bro.
Right, and because somebody mentioned, because people in the chat like we talking about Cardi B, and I only say that because as she could be horrible in her personal life. But she has kids.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And sometimes when you see some of these things, as a parent, it just hits you way different. Like, yo.
She's an adult.
You get what I'm saying?
Right. So what she does as... We're not talking about the Dalai Lama reaching up. Even that would be a little weird, but it wouldn't be bizarre. We're talking about children. I just got finished saying my Achilles heel is children.
Yeah.
That might be her Achilles heel. You know what I mean? Don't mess with the innocent children, bro. Leave the kids alone. Allow them to grow, learn, explore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Have adventures. And see, you got to understand the mindset of those who are in the occult is different. The younger the child, the closer the child is to the spirit realm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's raw, the virgin raw energy that's very powerful to tap into. That's the mindset of them. So the mindset of you is this is a child who's innocent, who wants to run and play. So in order to understand them, you got to be in their mindset. And you're not ready to be in their mindset.
At all.
You're not. You think you are. You are not ready
at all, man,
to be in that mindset because the things that they do or the things that they deem normal will blow your mind. Damn, if I'm going to be sitting in a circle popping a whole bunch of dudes off.
Dude, you don't have to. I didn't have to.
No, I'm just saying.
Dude.
I got a listening audience, too.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? To gain favor for... See, just the very thought of that...
But I'm uncomfortable now.
Okay, that's normal protocol in these elite circles.
Yeah.
Skull and Bones and all these elite circles. So, know and understand what's going on here? You know what I mean? So nah, my only true Achilles heel is children. Mm. You know what I mean? What adults do when they, that's why the whole LGBT thing only bothers me when we're talking about the agenda that's affecting children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Drag people going to see children or little books that say, I need a new booty and all of that stuff. But the adults can do as you please. You have a life, live it. You know what I mean? But my Achilles heel is the children, and I'm pretty sure most of you guys kind of feel the same way.
Yes. Thank you for the super chat, Maestro.
Maestro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Do you want to talk about that, the R. Kelly text messages release?
Yeah, we can just talk about that real quick as it connects to the story.
Because I think it does connect. So there were text messages released from a parent and her 16-year-old daughter in regards to R. Kelly. And in the text messages, the mother is saying to, just telling the daughter to sit on his lap to entice him.
Sit on his lap and entice him.
And that was one of the sticking points that we were saying originally when this R. Kelly thing came out. Yes, he's gross. However, there are people who enabled a lot of this behavior. He wasn't just doing this rogue by himself. There were people serving their kids up. There were people turning a blind eye to this.
Starting with Aaliyah, but could continue.
You get what I'm saying? There were people turning a blind eye to this. And we spoke about that a couple weeks ago when a lot of people discovered that fact as well.
Yes.
So, allegedly. Throw it out there. Just because. Okay. Just because.
Okay.
But, these parents should be in jail too.
That was my original point.
Yeah, hell yeah.
These people, if you know that I have a certain weakness and you feed on that weakness for your own benefit, you're an accessory to these crimes. Mm-hmm. How dare you tell your 16-year-old daughter, sit on his lap, entice him. And what happens, happens, because we need to get paid. 85% of those parents was in on it. And see, that's the part of the story that nobody wants to talk about. Sure, he had a fetish and an appetite for young people. The first thing you're supposed to do is keep people, if you love him, you get him some help. Mm-hmm. You keep babies and children from around him or young people from around him at all costs, because we got too much to lose. We're going to get you some help. No, that's not what they did. They kept feeding him and catching him in compromising situations and forcing him, who could not read or write. So, you know, his level of understanding is low. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To give over all his rights to all of his music. He don't own none of that. You know what I'm saying? As a part of him wanting to get off his fetishes, and this happened to him as a child, and he's repeating a cycle. I keep telling people his superpowers was the fact that he couldn't read artistically. Mm-hmm. So his music came from his heart, but it was also his downfall, because he couldn't discern right from wrong.
Yeah.
He never grew past a goddamn 14-year-old kid. So what he radiated to spiritually and emotionally was 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
He didn't have the intellect, you know what I'm saying, and the spiritual fortitude to talk to a real woman. Mm-hmm. Now, had nobody touched him, his sister violated him, that may have been a different story. Mm-hmm. You know, he may have grew up and understood, you know what I'm saying? Because he could have been just like a Bobby Brown or Aaron Hall. They was sexing everything, but there was no kids involved. Mm-hmm. But you understand my point? His attachment to children led to his downfall, but it started with Aaliyah, and it continued on and on and on and on. But he wasn't just searching these people down. These people were put on his lap.
That's crazy.
That's like
literally
you being a cokehead, and every time you come in the room with me, I got a half a key.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. What do I expect you to do?
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, buy your whole catalog. Man, like, what you think? I don't know about that. What you think?
Exactly. Chopping up the
I don't agree, but, you know, what you, you know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because everyone, and I keep telling people, money is only going to heighten your addictions. If you an alcoholic, you're just going to drink more, better champagne. Mm-hmm. If you a sexaholic, you knocking down, in most cases, shorties of a higher vibration or whatever the case may be. So these things go with the territory. his accessibility to children or younger girls was plentiful because of all of the enablers around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the slippery slope is he wrote for everybody in the industry.
And, you know, and bro, anytime like people just get really quiet around him because...
That's because you know.
Yeah.
He wrote for everybody in the industry, so you won't hear a lot of industry people just come out and say it.
Yeah.
Yo, that was wrong, this and that. Nigga, I wrote your number one hit. You up in a mansion right now because I wrote that for you. You know what I mean? So people tread very carefully, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dealing with this situation. So I am not up here saying he didn't get what he deserved. We're trying to paint the picture of how deep the rabbit hole go with some of these parents who looked at money, you know what I mean? And served up their children for money. I'm not serving my children up for nothing.
Yo, you know who was in the news recently? Marcus Houston? Because, first of all, he married his wife at 19. He was like 40.
And they've been together since she was 10? Or he known her for 10 years?
Yeah, he known her. He had knew her like prior to that since she was
young.
That's
disgusting.
And he was
trying. And the math ain't mathing.
And no, he tried to explain it like, nah, I met her when she was 18, but we had no connection. We didn't talk and at all. It was no contact. And then, you know, she's 19. And
all of a sudden it just popped
off. Just, yeah. And I just like. And then he kept trying to like throw spirituality in it. You know, we both spiritual. We love God and Jesus, and it looks crazy.
Homie, I ain't buying none of it.
Crazy.
I ain't buying none of it. Y'all decided to make it public.
Yeah.
When she was of age, come on, man. And how old is he?
He's 40.
All right, I'm not even looking at no 18 year olds at 40 years old.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You old enough to be her dad.
No, yeah, on the low, yeah.
People have kids at 20 years old, and you, like, really?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Bring that same energy to Larsa Pippen. She's gross, too, bro. Like,
oh, no, that's worse.
She's gross, too. Like,
that's worse. So we're not comparing apples to oranges. We're just simply saying this 40-year-old man waited till this 18-year-old girl turned 19 to prey on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And even Larson.
Larsa Pippen. Yeah.
How old was.
Who? Jordan's son?
Yeah.
Well, who are you talking
how
about?
How old is Jordan's son?
He's like 20, 15
years
younger.
About 30.
Yeah.
Okay, he a 30-year-old man. And she's 50.
Only, but it's weirder because you knew him as a child.
That's all. That's the only thing. But he's 30. Or whatever old he is, because Michael is at least 60.
Yeah.
He about 30 years old.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not talking the same thing. An 18-year-old who marries some dude at 19 who is 40.
You know
who what? He was probably banging out before then. Stop it.
And crazy, yo, I'll be 30 in September, and a 21-year-old just sounds just exhausting to
it
me.
It
like,
sounds
no.
a long way off.
Yeah, it just sounds like,
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What is the conversation here
just
about?
Like, no, no.
What is this conversation about? Do I want to go roller skating? No.
Yeah.
Right? Do I want to be in your Instagram photos?
Yo,
no.
Yeah, we went to see my cousin for her birthday, and like it was like a club like let out, and we were just sitting there outside. I'm just like, I don't miss this. Like,
no.
And not that I'm not trying to age myself. Like I'm older than I am, but just the, you know, the club let out, and y'all trying to figure out what to do next, and you know,
yeah,
it's,
but I remember those days.
Yeah, I had fun, but it's just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm good. Let's go home.
That's all I'm saying. Let's not compare the two. And Marcus Houston, wasn't he, what was he a part of? TK5? RK7?
No.
What's the name of that group?
R2-D2? No, it was Immature.
Immature.
He was
okay.
Immature, and then like the offshoot of them was B2K.
Okay, that's B2K.
And then
what
Chris
B2K.
Stokes apparently was messing with...
He was banging all of them.
All of them, yeah.
Okay, so... So. You know, That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we want to get a commercial break in?
Yes, let's take a quick commercial break.
Since we setting this thing on fire.
Yes, and we shall return.
We shall return.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back. That was all Malcolm all the time.
Yeah, I didn't even see that coming.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so shouts out to the YouTube scholars out there in the world.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with YouTube scholars, but
we're gonna have to do a TikTok scholar next.
Oh, facts.
TikTok Academy.
God. Yeah.
Welcome to the TikTok Academy.
Yeah. Somebody said to bring the YouTube scholar shirt back. Soon. We'll think about it. You know,
we're gonna have a nostalgia sale.
Okay.
You know, we'll do something like the throwbacks.
But right now, if you visit shopurbannext.com, we got some Zodiac
the Aries
signs.
Joints is already popping off.
Yeah, some people buying Aries. Aries team is representing already,
Aries
man.
Aries team is in there representing.
Because it is Aries season. I got to get my mom one.
Yes.
It is her birthday coming up. I do got to get mama one. And some Mother's Day shirts if you're trying to be early.
Yeah.
Okay, not to the last minute with Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying? But
we even got a grandmama shirt up there, too.
We do. Grandmamas are important. We got two grandmama shirts up there. Grandmamas are important.
I was thinking we need a baby mama drama, but cross out drama, right? Baby mama.
So this is the problem. This is the problem when you're in the t-shirt business, right? There's always one person in the team who thinks of super elaborate shirt designs and words on them. Simplicity wins. This is a business gem, okay?
That's true.
This is a business gem, okay? Simplicity wins. You don't want a bunch of confusing stuff. And you say, oh, it's a statement piece. No, nobody's stopping you in the middle of the street to read your whole damn shirt.
Wow.
Right?
Just going to just dog me like
yes.
that. Yes. Just disrespect
Because you know better.
And my concept.
You know better. He had some, if you guys knew some of the designs that he thought you guys would wear. Yeah, you remember.
Yeah. He had one for you now.
What? Which one?
Zodiac.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, nah, Malcolm, let that thing run. No. He just wants...
You know what I mean? Baby mama drama crossed out with baby mama, I don't know, something lover or something. Happy Mother's Day to you too, bitch. You know? How about that? Happy Mother's Day to you too, you stink, bitch. In small print. You put that part in small print. You stink, bitch. You know, because you are the mother of my child. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be too disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day. Let a nigga get a break on child support. That's what it is. You see what I'm saying? See where I'm going with it? You got to have these shirts that's creative, man. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even think it's my child. But happy Mother's Day to you until I see the paperwork. Hey. Put all that on the shirt. Hey. You know, Sam, man, you got to think out of the box, you know?
Dot, make sure Mama Dot get this. We appreciate her and the ones and twos back there. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you,
Mama Dot.
We absolutely respect what Mama Dot does
for sure.
Oh, we got a Stony Brook crew in here watching.
That's Odyssey and her crew.
Okay, Odyssey and her crew.
Okay,
all right. These are soon to be graduates.
Oh my gosh, man.
Let me get the names right. There's Abby, there's Beyonce.
Oh,
there's Odyssey, Zayna.
These names sound made up.
No, these are all Odyssey's teams.
Odyssey's name is made up.
this is her team, son.
Shouts out to y'all.
Shout them out.
Thank you for watching.
They graduating. You know what I mean? They doing big things.
Oh, man. Enjoy it, man. Just like savor these last months of college. You're going to miss it.
Yeah, because then you got to come back home.
Yeah. And then, I came back home. The first time I came back home, I mean, I was going out. And then my mother asked what time I was getting in.
Yeah, you was like, what time I'm getting in? Like, I be out all time.
Yeah, and I forgot, like, I'm home.
Yeah.
So save it this time, even though Odyssey and her friends have done it right, in my opinion. Like, they travel.
Yeah, they did.
A lot.
They did.
Me and my friends did not travel in school. They travel. They take road trips, cross-country trips, out-of-country trips. They do it, and I respect it.
And not only that, to shout out her team a little bit more, I think they're going to last after college.
No, no.
They're gonna create bonds.
That's, yeah.
And the thing, Odyssey did not want to go to Stony Brook.
Yeah, yeah, we're shouting her out. Yeah, she
and
was she crying.
Fought. She I was don't crying. Let her get yeah. a chance to do it. I yeah. want to do it. I want to go to Temple at $60,000 a semester.
Yeah.
Pay for it, Daddy. Yeah. You didn't plan for my future. She told me that. I'm like, honestly, this is about $60,000 a year. What have you guys been doing?
She said, I'd next to be born.
You guys didn't plan for my future? The audacity of these children.
Yeah, she was wildin'.
She was wildin', and she almost got Mama Doc, because Mama Doc, she got a...
Yeah.
She said, you know what? Let's go down to Temple and just look at the school.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because I know how you get. Next thing you know, we've enrolled.
Yeah.
You
we
know
just,
what I mean?
We just did it. Yeah.
We just did it. We're gonna be fine.
Oh my God.
No, no, no. And as a result, she wound up meeting the crew, and the crew's tight.
Yeah,
shout out the Stony Brook crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Now for the bad news.
What's the bad news?
I told Odyssey I was gonna buy her a car, right? For her graduation, in my mind, it was like so far out.
You didn't realize it's like 3 months,
and
2 months.
She's like next month.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
She graduates next month.
Whoa.
And now that she's listening, play some sad music. Do we have any sad music background music?
Guys, we gotta sell some shirts, y'all.
Guys.
We gotta sell some shirts.
If y'all don't wanna
shop urbanx.com.
Look like a liar, man. I love this girl. Please buy a shirt. Play the bad music. I need y'all to buy some shirts.
The eyes of the angel.
You know what I mean? Yeah, eyes of the angel. You're the wind beneath my wings. All that shit. Buy a shirt. Not for me. For Odyssey, man. Buy her a shirt, man. Because she needs this car.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, let's get back to
show. Oh, my gosh.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, some information came out about Dwayne Haskins. Definitely. He was a former quarterback, NFL
yes.
quarterback for the Washington. Was it the Redskins?
It was the Redskins.
It was the Redskins at the time. So, at the time of his death, I don't know if you guys remember
famously
that episode.
Famously Blacker. Thank you for the super chat.
Thank you.
Appreciate
for the super
you.
Chat.
Yes.
So at the time of that's going to the car fund.
That's going to the car fund. Odyssey, you only 30,000 away.
It's going to the car.
Put the car countdown.
Thank you. So there was some like the details around Dwayne Haskins' death was like just odd,
sketchy. As I said,
yeah, you did say.
I said something just don't sound right.
Yeah.
With this situation, and I even I think I pulled my whole shoulder out.
Yeah.
And I said Dan Snyder and them might have had something to do with that. Because they were in, remember, they was trying to find all that dirt on Snyder. He was the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He used to go to them wild quarterback parties. And I think he had dirt on Snyder and them. And because it just didn't make sense, he's on the side of the road looking for gas. And he so happened to get hit by a garbage truck. None of that made any sense to me.
So according to the New York Post, it said Dwayne Haskins was drugged, blackmailed, and robbed before he was hit by a dump truck on that Sunday. It was a full year ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lawsuit filed by his wife and his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawsuit alleges that four of the 14 defendants, Carly Payton, Joey Smith, Mariam Yassin, and Wiesel Yasmin, drug Haskins to blackmail him and rob him, causing him contributing to cause him severe injury and death.
So, and they even charged the truck driver.
With driving
recklessly. Yes. So there was some kind of conspiracy to either rob him
or
do something. But remember, a lot of times this has to take place because there has to be a storyline behind how you got killed. Especially if we needed you to stop talking about something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the whole thing was just fishy to me from the beginning. I said this man had good sense. He was young. Mm-hmm. He was vibrant. And he had date rape drug and some other stuff in his system. And they're charging the hotel, the restaurant, the truck driver, which means that's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you, I don't know how they're going to tie all of it together, but that is definitely a conspiracy. And he was, didn't he, with the play for Pittsburgh or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? As he got traded or something, but something just was fishy.
But you did say it was something off about that.
It's just something that seemed to be off with the story, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, listen, I've been perusing through so many stories, you know what I'm saying, in my life, that I can almost tell you that this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always right on it, but I can, I've read so many of these stories that I know when I read them now, that makes no sense. And his story just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, wait, why did he got hit on the side of the road by
on
a dump
on the side
truck?
Of the road by a dump truck looking for gas,
yeah, like,
putting his car with a container. And it just was, I can't remember all of the other details, but as I read the story, it did not make any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, his family, you know what I mean? I hope they receive the justice they need.
Who's this? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was confused.
Oh, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
So more details will come out about that. We're just going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So another day, another mass shooting in America. There was a mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. 4 people were killed when an ex-employee of the bank opened fire and live-streamed the attack on Instagram, according to police. The victims were between ages 40 and 64, and then there were 9 people altogether who were injured, and a rookie police officer who just graduated from the force 2 weeks ago.
Geez, he died?
I think so, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, the officer... Well, he's, according to the news, this is a BBC article, he was struck in the head and he's still in critical condition after surgery. So we'll see.
So this was a 23-year-old employee
mm-hmm.
who on his Instagram was saying, leaving very cryptic messages.
Yes.
All right. About what he needs to do. He know what he has to do, but that he has the strength. A lot of cryptic stuff was going on in his Instagram. Now, you may not find that to be alarming because... unless you know him mm-hmm. and you're following his cryptic messages and then go, let me intervene to find out what's up with my man.
Yeah.
Like if I follow somebody and all of a sudden they're making these real bizarre,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to reach out like, yo, what's good, fam? What does this mean?
Right.
And for nobody to reach out for him and say that or help him, I don't know what all the details is. But I did see the press conference.
Yeah.
And this is where it got a little weird. The press conference was either the mayor or the police commissioner who said, I knew 2 of those people personally. You know what I mean? So it makes me want to know, you know what I mean? What's that connection? We're talking about a bank. 2 bank officials. Mm. How high ranking were these bank officials? I need to know all of those. That's how Dick Gregory trained us.
Mm.
Who were the bank? Were they other low-end bank people? Mm. Or were they people who were in charge of the trust funds and this and that and had to get knocked off? A lot of weird stuff goes on under the guise of, you know what I mean? It just happened. Now, it could have just happened and he just went in the bank and he was disgruntled. But the fact that the mayor or whoever.
The governor
gave that press conference and said, I knew 2 of those people personally. Now, do you think the governor knew the cleaning guy? Mm. He knew somebody of importance in that bank. So were they the targets? Is the only thing I'm asking. Footnote that as we begin to move on and get to other things. That's all I'm saying.
No, once you told me like the governor said that, I was like,
that just
makes it more like you always say, like, who's on the plane?
Yeah, who's on the plane? When a plane crashed, because planes just don't fall out of the sky, who's on the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, 5 scientists were on the plane. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes more sense, you know?
Yeah.
So just something to think about.
Interesting stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds.
Side note,
Urban X.
We see what happened in Buffalo. With the guy who created the car that runs on water.
Oh, yes, with the mass shooting.
And
he was one of the many
people in there
100%.
Who happened to get killed.
100%.
You know what I mean? So don't tell me it can't happen. Yeah, collateral damage happens all the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I think, Angie. Somebody, Angie, said she's watching the live for the first time. Hey. Welcome. We appreciate you.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, I believe the name was Angie. Yeah, that was a while back.
So into some, you know, regular news. What do you think about the brewing rap beef between Jim Jones and Pusha T?
There's a brewing.
I don't know. So Pusha, Jim Jones was on. I think he was on the podcast. I think with B Dot. Was it B Dot? Not you. Not this B Dot. The other B Dot from Rap
Radar. Battle rapper B Dot.
No. With Rap Radar.
Okay.
So he was on and with somebody else, and they were talking about Pusha T not being a top 50 rapper. Like, he shouldn't be included in our list. And Jim Jones' criteria was basically like, who did Pusha T like influence? Like, he said, all he does is rap about coke. Like, he probably didn't say. He could rap. There's always some hating shit like that.
Yeah, that's underhanded.
And then he said, like, you know, nobody wanted to dress like you. No chicks wanted to be with you. No guys wanted to. So, like, who did you influence? So, at first, because my boy sent it to me, and because he knows, I like Pusha T's music. Mm-hmm. And at first, I was kind of like, might have a point. And then I thought about the criteria. Even by his criteria, he should be on that list. Mm. Like, when Pusha T was, like, when they were the clips and he was, like, really rhyming with Pharrell, that he has a song called Mr. Me Too because of them starting the whole babe trend and then Lil Wayne wanted to dress like them.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So, even that. And there are plenty of people on that list who don't fit that criteria but should 100% be on the top 50 rappers list.
Yeah.
So, and another thing, Jimmy, his albums have gotten so much better. Like, his music is amazing.
Okay.
Compared to where it started.
Right, right.
But his best album cannot touch Pusha's worst album.
Ooh. Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
And it seems, and I got some more extra stuff, and it seems like Jim Jones is trying to, because he's been on Drake's little, like, jockstrap for a little minute now, and it feels like he's trying to defend Drake, and I don't know
it's
where that's coming from.
Probably a lot
from.
Of politics.
Yeah,
involved.
I don't know where that's coming from, but I don't know.
None of these guys should. I mean, again, that's a very subjective list when we talk about 50 MCs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're the, you know, why are we always obsessed with this list?
Yeah.
Why, you know, collectively, why are we always obsessed?
Well, it's a form of, you know, just ego stroke and validation. And
Yeah, but there is no 100%. Validated way to determine who is
true
or should be on the list.
True.
You know, even in basketball, you know, if you go over Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's career, it's better than Michael's.
Okay.
In every sense of the word, from high school, 4 championships, college, 4 championships, mm-hmm. pro, 6 championships. I mean, the list goes on and on, but we never mention him. Mm-hmm. So is it who we, again, subject to who we like, mm-hmm. who transcended the game? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's so many different quagmires. Yeah. I don't know how you would put Nicki Minaj in front of Rakim.
Right.
How?
Right,
how right. humanly
but
possible?
But you know what's crazy?
That's not a knock on her.
Yes, each list comes with their own criteria. And I think they do that to frame their biases. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They're curtailing
the
list based on this. The best list I've seen done was done by Kumo D in his book, The 50 Great, there's a God on the mic, the 50 greatest MCs mm-hmm. of all time. And he gave a detailed, analyzed breakdown of what his criteria was at the beginning of the book. And then he rated each MC. So, you know, it took a lot of time mm-hmm. and effort. He wasn't just talking out his ass. Even if you disagree with Kumo D's list, in order for you to disagree with it, you had to come back with science and data and statistical facts. Mm. You couldn't just say, oh, I don't like him. Why is he on the list? No, I'm telling you why he's on the list. Right. Stage performance, rhyme ability, influence. So the 50 greatest MCs by Kumo D, there's a God on the mic, or 100 MCs, I think it was 50. That book came out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very, very good book. And so unless you're going to have... But who wants to sit and peruse through True. All of that stuff?
I always think it just makes for great conversation. Like, I love those conversations.
It does, but it has to be based on something.
Yeah.
It can't just be like, I like Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Okay, why do you like Kobe? Because he could put the ball in the basket. Yeah, so could Rod Strickland. You know what I mean? So what's your criteria for an MC? Mm-hmm.
Does he have stage performance? Does he have influence? Does he have power? Did he make money? Did he sell records? Did he win Grammys? You know, there has to be a general criteria that everybody follows. Mm-hmm. And then when you place your favorite MC in that list, he may start at the top, but then trickle down to where he or she belongs. But there's no way you're going to tell me Rakim is not in front of Nicki Minaj.
No, I hear you. Jay Nightman asks, are there any top 50 lists outside of hip-hop? Is this a distraction? I think it just comes with hip-hop being a bravado type of just genre. You know what I'm saying? Like rock and roll. Who knows how they feel within themselves? If you find yourself on white the side of Twitter, you'd probably be amazed. Like they probably...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're probably going through their own...
Yeah, yeah.
Groups that they feel are the greatest.
Yeah, who knows?
And things of that nature. So we're not going to discount it. I'm not saying it's bull crap. I'm just saying there should be more, you know what I'm saying? Solo Return 4-7. All right.
Hey, hey. Happy birthday. Okay.
You know what I mean? So it should be some form of, you know, standard criteria that we all can agree on.
Yeah.
That says this and that. You know what I mean? And obviously each genre has their own heroes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I said it has to be done by era. You know what I mean? And then you don't do 50 per era. That's too many MCs. Mm-hmm. You do the top 5 per era.
I like that.
You know what I mean? So in the 80s, yeah. Give me 5.
Yeah.
In the 90s, give me 5.
You mean, this is interesting. Me and Avery, like, we were driving yesterday, and we just started, like, playing, like, music from, like, 2010 to, like, 2016. Mm-hmm. That was like our college, like high school, college.
Yeah, era.
And yo, like Big Sean, like you forget about some of these artists. It's like, yo, he had some joints.
Yes.
Early Drake. Yo, Drake don't miss, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, had some joints. Like, you just, Kendrick, like you really start to.
PBS Steels, thank you for the.
And I got one from Rand Wilson, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. But yeah. I was just talking, like, we were just, like, going through that stuff. And I think that's always just, again, fun conversation starters.
But remember, music is so, because I get trapped in an era of the 90s and forget the energy that came with that. Mm-hmm. Because the music is connected to your memories. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's how we time travel. And you know what I'm saying?
I got one random question for you.
Okay.
What is... in your opinion, the best debut rap album ever?
The best debut rap album, I'm probably gonna say Snoop Dogg.
Yo, Avery, if you watch it, I literally just said this yesterday.
Yeah, I think Snoop Dogg's album.
Yo, I literally just said this yesterday.
And he didn't disappoint.
Okay, I literally just said this yesterday. We were just listening to this yesterday.
Smooth talking dude from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Who was doing his own thing. Snoop Dogg's album was highly anticipated. Now, I removed a lot of the early East Coast stuff because all of that stuff was new.
Mm-hmm.
So when Rakim dropped Paid in Full, but it wasn't as highly anticipated.
What about Illmatic?
Illmatic was probably up there too because Nas was that young guy who everybody was waiting for.
What about...
And everybody participated, all the producers.
Right.
So I would definitely put Illmatic up there, but Illmatic, Snoop Dogg...
Capital Punishment?
Capital Punishment.
That's a great album.
Who's that by?
Pun.
Oh, I wasn't anticipating it as greatly...
Fair.
...as I was Nas's album.
Fair, okay.
I wasn't even anticipating Biggie's album. Oh, not like that. Not like that. I mean, I knew it was coming.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, he just was dope. He hit the ground running and just kept rocking.
50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent's
album. I love that album.
Highly anticipated.
I love that album.
But I'm going to stick with Snoop.
I'll say Snoop,
Nas, and 50 Cent. Let's just go there.
Fair. I think those three
kind of covers, you know, some stuff.
I like that. See?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, guys, all of your mamas, your aunties, everybody is worried about this Freak Nick documentary that is dropping on Hulu.
Ooh, I already told Mama Doc. I said, where was you at back in 1994? She said, don't worry, honey. I was nowhere near Atlanta. I said, all right, goddamn it, because that's about to get crazy.
Yo, listen, I said this.
Now, I've been to Freak Nick in Jones Beach. I don't know if we called it Freak Nick, but...
That's not the same.
No. It was crazy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
In New York, we had the Jones Beach version of that. And I've been to that a couple times. And when I tell you that was crazy ass everywhere, literally ass everywhere.
Yo, so this woman, she was just like, yo, like... I heard about this documentary coming out. And, you know, I think I was down there. And it was funny. But I think this is payback because if you watch the Woodstock 99 documentaries, both of them, on Netflix and on HBO Max, white people look savage-like.
Yeah, they was out there.
They look crazy.
And a lot of babies were born out of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of babies.
Yeah, and them kids still don't know who their daddy is.
Yeah, yeah.
But from what I'm hearing about this Freak Nick doc, man, it's going to look...
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Yeah,
It's going to be... But you know, here's the thing. It's going to be bad... But today's climate, it's just going to probably be normal. It's just that you're revisiting it from a different time. Dude, you see, Instagram is showing chicks got their butthole out on Instagram. Like nothing. So that's not a shocking, oh my God.
Right.
Her butthole is out. Yeah. No, that's all out there now. Yeah. But the fact that it's going to be nostalgic.
Okay.
And then what it's going to do is tell young people, see... You did the same thing I was doing.
Yeah.
Y'all talked down to us. Yeah. Y'all belittle us. But yet y'all was doing the same thing. This is actually going to be ammo for this generation to look at us and go, oh.
Yeah.
So tell me about Freaknik.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And things of that nature. And so it's going to be interesting. I will be watching.
Yeah.
As a journalist.
Yeah. You know, just so we can report for
just
y'all.
Just so we can report. I'm not going to enjoy none of that ass shit.
No, but here's the thing. I did, so as much as we joke like, your mama's and aunt's gonna be exposed, there are a lot of guys who are in there acting very savage-like.
Yes.
Who are going to be exposed as well.
Let me tell you, when I tell you these dudes were acting real savage-like,
yeah.
I mean, it'd be 5-10 dudes on one girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Just violating. So yeah, it is in that sense gonna make... And it's going to support, again, those who say, look at men.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how these are supposed to be the ones who protect us. Mm-hmm. Look at how they did these beautiful, intelligent queens of Mother Earth and all that. you know somebody going to take it there.
Yes.
These are the beautiful women of the earth. And, you know, Sister Queen so-and-so. And look how they did our beautiful queens. And meanwhile, this queen has got her buckle on. One titty hanging with a ruby on the next titty, and she drinking a big ass vodka, just walking around, you know. But forget all of that. Throw all of that out of the window. So this documentary is going to be
It's payback because if you haven't watched those Woodstock 99 docs, crazy.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy.
Crazy. So
and whoever's gathering the footage.
Yeah, there's no like release date on this yet, but just the announcement of it has so many.
Mega Bill said he went to the last one in 96. Ooh.
Jesus.
Christ. Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Before we go to commercial break, there was a documentary, this white British guy. He does a lot of these hip hop. You know, exposés when he talks about drill music and trap. He makes a mockery of it. He's gotten a really big following. And
what's his name?
I forget his name. White dude. Forget his name. But the reason why I'm talking about this is because he did a documentary on King Von. He called King Von the first hip-hop serial killer because he detailed or put together 10 deaths that he says from his research, King Von is directly responsible for 10 of these.
Yeah,
guys
I heard they recently removed the documentary.
It was his.
Oh, for King Von's off of YouTube.
Yeah, it was his. It was 3 hours long. I tried to save it so I could watch it.
And some of the people had nothing to do with gangbanging. I heard some of the victims had nothing to do with gangbanging. You know, they show one or two victims that were just regular people. This dude, King Von, was sick and demented.
Trap Lord Ross. Thank you, chat. That's why I love y'all, man.
That's why I love my chat. And we get... Y'all never know nothing. This is a community get together.
This is a group effort here.
This is a group effort.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And so this dude was a monster. Bro.
That's what, yeah, man. That's what they saying. And then people are pulling together old tweets. And it's like, yo, he was talking about these murders in his tweets. Like, why are we?
And just imagine how many we don't know about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we know about 10, there could be 10 more. You know what I mean? So now you got to revisit each one of his tweets, the timing of the tweet. When the tweet was said, why was it said, what song? And it's a lot of work, but if this guy has done the work, but they took that documentary down.
Well, he's actually, it's on his website now, and it's behind a paywall. So he is monetizing it directly now.
Okay, that's good on his part, I guess.
But damn. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we shall return. Get your questions ready.
Yeah, get your questions ready.
Get your questions ready. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back. We are back. That link is in the description.
Yes, it is. Description is in the link. It's in the chat right now.
Yeah, if you want.
And in the description as well.
Get on Malcolm's calendar or my calendar. To see what we do, because we're very good at what we do. I tell you all the time, I'm not a goofy. I just play one on TV. Malcolm is an actual goofy. He can't help that. But I just play one on TV. Happy 10th birthday to homeboy's son, Jay Houston, I think. All right. Happy birthday. 10 years old. All right. Double digits. Still on the clock, but double digits. I like it.
So last week, we were talking about those Tennessee congressmen who got expelled from...
Oh, frickin' frack?
Yeah. So I think one of them got reinstated after being expelled.
Okay.
But guys, why are we so gullible?
Yes.
Why are they talking like Martin Luther King?
Yeah,
in 2023.
He took me back, son.
Like, come on, bro. Like, come on.
We the people must fight. There's no way can do this to us.
Come on, man.
We what are we doing? Should have a right to say and speak the truth.
What are we doing here?
I was like, what year is this? Am I being punked?
Yeah.
Like, got a movie and other dude got the slick back. It's a slick back.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
It's a pimp name slick back. You got to say the whole name like a Tribe Called Quest.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here? And they're trying to take guns out of our hands?
Yeah.
Under the guise of... making the streets safer.
No. Yo, so we're talking about gun laws. New York has one of the strictest gun laws in the nation, right? Probably the strictest gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on video 2 murders this weekend.
In New York.
One in a smoke shop and one...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't watch it.
Bro. Oh, goodness, man. And both of these dudes had no mask on.
No mask. Just straight
clearly
up.
Clearly on camera. Shoot, walked back. Both of them came back and shot more. One of them came back and ran into his pockets.
Jeez.
And like, so I don't understand what these gun laws are supposed to do.
Yeah. It's all bullshit. You know what I mean? People have to have something to fight for. Even if it's an illusion.
Yeah.
So teen pregnancy, abortion, gun rights, all the things they're going to throw at you in the next year with the election coming up and all of that stuff. All of that stuff is to keep you chasing something that will never happen.
Yeah.
Because there's too much money being... Crime is money.
Yeah.
Death is money.
Yeah.
Right? The morticians got to make money. The judges got to make money by sending people up.
Mm-hmm.
Police officers got to make money by making busts and writing tickets. Gun lobbyists, the people who make guns, got to sell guns.
Yeah.
Imagine only the people who purchase guns were registered people. You'd be out of business.
Yeah.
We have to do this. Drugs have to be sold. I mean, so you just have to wrap your mind around that this is the way that this world is set up.
Mm.
It's unfortunate. But it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there are always going to be guns. There's always going to be drugs. Even when they try to go digital, as we will segue into your man DeSantis in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? even as they try to go digital, it can't go 100% digital. There has to be a way to traffic people.
I don't think people realize how much just like the entire like infrastructure runs on illegal activity.
Right.
And like that's, and it's hard to think about it that way. You think,
even
like,
if I need to move, even if I need a lobby to lobby for something,
right,
and I need to transfer $100,000 to you, if it's digital, everybody saw the transaction.
Right.
How do I go to my congressman and slide him $100,000 under the table,
right,
to make sure this law got passed?
Yeah.
Or I'm a corporation and I know that this red 7 dye is killing people, but I need you to act like it ain't killing people. I got to go sit down and smooth with you, and I got to put a bag in your hand.
Yeah.
How do I do that if everything is digital and everybody can see every transaction? So that doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to wrap my head around the concept of how they're going to pull that off.
Yeah. You know, you're right. You're right. Because like you can't mess up. That's going to mess up their money, man. Like,
right. Yeah. So that's why I'm not worried about my Chinese midgets. I'm always going to be able to pay for my Chinese midgets, right, because I'm going to follow the code that they follow. Because if you pull up my bank statement, damn, Chinese midgets, yeah, Chinese midgets, Chinese midgets, Chinese food,
yeah,
Chinese midgets,
Chinese food.
This is a habit here, Doc. This is,
yeah,
this is not good. And imagine the government telling me this is not good for my health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's not going to work.
Somebody said, those without a license cannot purchase guns. Stop it. You're bugging. You think
you're wildin'.
You think you can't get guns?
I can get 5 guns right now.
Yeah, like, are you serious?
Can call, you know, I'm not even, bro, yeah. You can't be serious.
Like, are you serious?
You can't be serious. You want to put some money on that? You want to put some money on that?
We talk about gun crime all the time. How do you think they're getting guns?
Dude, that's a spoofer. That's got to be
okay,
a spoofer.
Okay, okay.
Gotta be. All right. Gotta be
a troller, you man.
A troller, yeah. I said spoofer.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I know what you mean.
It's gotta be a troller.
Yeah. So let's talk about Ron DeSantis. So he, I saw a clip. He was at a press conference rally. He was talking about the Fed now, digital money.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, man. It's hard not to like him when it comes to just to some of the stuff he be talking, man.
He got right down to it.
Yeah, he was talking about digital money and how. He brought up Canada with the truckers, right? With truckers and how they were cutting off bank accounts
even people who were making donations.
Yeah.
They was cutting off their money.
Cutting off their money. He was just like, yo, like, you don't want that happening here, right?
He said, we ain't going for that.
And he said,
we, us and Texas.
I spoke to Texas. You know, they on board with that as well. And if you trying to get like the free state of Florida, he keeps calling it the free state of Florida. Gotta respect it.
And he keeps saying stuff like, you want your money in your hand. So ain't nothing like real money in your hand.
It's hard not to like that, man.
He straight up and said, if they turn your money digital, they're gonna have control over all of your money. He said, we ain't going for it. Spoke to Texas. They not going for it. Some other people not going for it. How? I'm not saying you gotta be voting for anybody. How can you not like that? That's gangster. Because that's what I would be saying. Like, dude, are you serious? So sometimes, separate yourself from the individual, because this is not about personality worship. The truth is the truth.
Like, you don't want that, do you?
You don't want that, right?
He said it, so you just...
Yeah, take it for what it's worth. But for him to say that, knowing that this FedNow situation is coming...
So, like, I still, you know, my antennas are still up, right? I feel like...
They should always be up.
They gonna kill him, or if they don't, like, I'm just like, is this controlled opposition?
Is he Trump 2.0? Because that's something Trump would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's definitely something Trump would say.
Yeah.
Is he Trump 2.0? You know what I mean? And now we have RFK running, Junior.
Yes, Junior.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
How's that going to line up? You know what I mean? Are these two going to... It's interesting to see.
It is true.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not a puppet playing his role, Mr. Plant-Based, because they have to... You know, I understand how they do the left and the right so that they can, you know... capture the people over here who are against the program running. I'm with all of that. But just to say it outright, I gave him a few points for that. Yeah. But we don't vote or get involved with any of the European politics, but we pay attention. Yeah.
As you should just pay attention. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Eat the meat, spit out the bones. Exactly. Speaking of meat, they got lion's meat. I saw in one of these restaurants.
Where was that at?
Lion chops.
What was that at?
One of these restaurants. One of these supermarkets.
I saw the clip too.
I'm like, lion chops. Nah, I'm good, son. I'm good. Nah, I'm not gonna.
You said you would check out. You would check out.
If you didn't tell me, well, I don't eat steak or nothing like that. So,
so you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
You would be eating a tiger's ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. It's like a sausage. You know what's in sausage?
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know what's in sausage. You don't want to know what's in sausage. Pause. Yeah. All kind of crazy shit in sausage. So yeah, but you know, maybe that's like exotic stuff. You know.
Speaking of politics, Joe Biden said he plans on running again.
That's what I heard.
He had no choice. Democrats have no choice but to.
Dude, they're gonna roll this old fumbling, bumbling.
Here's the thing. I can see something incredible happening. Incredible, I mean, in a bad way. Incredible happening before they put him out there to embarrass himself. Like, because who knows? Like something crazy.
Should I hit the alleged button now?
Go ahead.
Allegedly.
I got to throw that out there for you now.
Nah, I don't know because, like, I just don't see them embarrassing him like that. He has nothing to stand on. He has no politics. Nothing he's done has helped this country. Gas has been high. We send money to Ukraine left and right.
And that law he passed, what was it, the digit law or something, where you think that it was about TikTok.
The Restrict Act.
The Restrict Act.
That they trying to run. Like, everything worse.
All of your rights. You think that's about TikTok? They want to govern your whole timeline.
Yeah.
To make sure what you're looking at is government approved. Dude, this is a prison state.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if they're going to walk that man out there who could barely see, he out there again against DeSantis or somebody, dude, or even RFK.
Yeah, he'll smoke him.
He'll smoke him.
Yeah, he'll smoke him.
Easy.
Yeah. And yo, if you...
And if he does smoke him, that was all a part of the plan.
And here's the thing. If you just kind of remember the 2020 like debates and stuff like that, the only reason Trump didn't fully smoke Biden was because he had the COVID thing over him. He just kept saying, you were responsible for a million deaths, even though at that point, what we know now was, you know, like the numbers were inflated. You know, a lot of these things happened. It wasn't a million people that
passed. Right, the after effect of all that. We know the
we know now, but there they were able to kind of run with that narrative in 2020.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff.
Somebody said, y'all could write me in. I would be a joke. That's a fact.
Yeah, exactly. We'll write you in.
That's a fact.
You know me. My campaign ain't starting soon, but it's going
to
start soon.
Yeah, that's why I think something's going to happen to where, like, it's going to, like.
And will it create momentum for the Democrats?
I don't think it'll create momentum.
Will they martyr him or something?
Ooh. I don't know.
You know, and then girlfriend takes over?
She's unlikable. Nobody likes her.
Dude, where's she been?
Exactly. Nobody likes her.
Where? This is the most uneventful
vice president
I think I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, what is her cause? You know, the children, candy, diabetes. They usually give the vice president something that's, all right, you stick to this. You are about diabetes.
Yeah.
And you, or you about earth changes and weather warming. You about some, what is Kamala Harris about? Or Kamala, should I say? What is she about?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is her movement about? And I saw her no disrespect, I saw her in like a gym suit. And, you know, she had that nasty ass box on display. And I'm like, that's not cute. That was so un-vice president like. You know what I mean? How you gonna have your box out like that?
Yeah.
Just trying to be a homegirl here swinging her box out. Don't get me wrong. I probably would knock it down.
Black people,
for the sake of the country. But
we're too gullible, man.
Yes.
We're too gullible, man. All you need is a couple, you know, black sings or whatever, and then she's an AKA, and we're gullible, bro.
Yeah.
We're gullible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For the freedom of the country, I'd knock her down, though.
Ugh.
Yeah.
More power to you. So what's up with this Walmart?
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Automation.
Oh, that Walmart automation is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Walmart, did you see the robots?
No.
They got robots in the store now as prototypes that's going to be walking around helping you. So they're getting rid of all of you Negroes who just be doing manual labor. Mm. Now, what they did say, let me tell you how they freaked it. They said it's going to create plenty more jobs for engineers, You know what I mean? Those who can code the robots, plenty of jobs for you. So they're getting rid of the knuckle draggers. So if you just in there stocking shelves, like you just a useless eater. That's how they see it. Your job is to take these boxes and stock them. We can get a machine to do that. And then these machines is going to be probably real quick checking out the thieves, you know, because robot can probably watch eight damn fucking aisles at one time.
Somebody said Walbots.
Yeah, yeah, Walbots, because they tapped into the system of the CC, you know, cameras in every aisle, so one robot is watching everybody like this. Dude, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And so they said in the next couple of years, they're rolling this out, and I saw the prototype. Very spooky. Very spooky stuff.
Jesus, man. And that's another thing too, man. Like, there is no like feeling of happiness in this country right now. Everything feels like we're waiting on the next shoe to drop. That's not a good feeling to have.
No, it's right. That's a fact.
That's not a good feeling. Like what? Like
I blame Joe Biden. I'm telling you, they're not.
I blame Joe Biden.
They do not want you to have joy. Now this has been going on since George Washington. The joy in this country begets great feelings, begets a higher vibration. They can't have that. So they're on our necks with fear and confusion on purpose.
Yeah.
Soon as you think you get a leg up, here comes some more stuff.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just, it's annoying. Let's take some questions, though.
They locking down the self-checkout?
Well, I guess at Walmart.
Okay. Yeah.
Yo, guys. So, what is the real story around that the baby that was kidnapped by CPS? Is it CPS? Yeah. The couple that had the home birth, they went to the doctor's office. Doctor called CPS, took the baby. Because the story I read was that they had the home birth. The baby had jaundice. It happens with some kids. They had a home doula, home nurse. Went into the hospital 3 days later for the regular checkup. The nurse said the baby was healthy. That's what I read in the article. The baby was healthy. They went home. The doctor called them and said it was something else, along with jaundice, it was something else within the baby's system that if left unchecked, the baby would have had brain damage and possibly died. So then the doctor said that, the report said that the doctor recommended them to go to the hospital. Not to the doctor's hospital, but to the hospital for a treatment. The family apparently refused, and that's when he threatened to call CPS, and then he called CPS. So,
okay, so that's the full version of the story.
That's the full version of the story I read.
Okay, now, does anybody else have a conflicting story? Because that would make some kind of sense to think that the CPS was just taking their baby. And a lot of times when you do these home births, they don't like you because they didn't make no money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the home birth is how we used to all be birthed. So there was no need for anything else. So some of technology, I understand. So if they found something in the blood that said that, you know, it's possible you need to get this looked at, don't be so smart that you're stupid. You know what I mean? And I mean that for Hotepers, No-Tepers, everybody. So use your intuition. When it's something that's minor, you can handle it on your own. If it's something that's it's possible that this could be a long-lasting effect, it won't hurt to get a second test done. You know what I mean? So don't stand strong on your principles for the simple fact that you couldn't wait to get out of that hospital because you know they're killing people. I get all of that. But don't be so smart that you're dumb. You know what I mean? So use your intuition and use these facilities and this advancement in technology for what it's worth, and then get back and find the counter, because they could have went in and found out what it was and then go ahead and got the herb.
No, so
to, you know,
cause apparently,
to rectify it.
Because, you know, like I said, jaundice happens to a lot of kids, and then they just put the kids, they just put the babies
under that light.
That light. But apparently it was something
else in the blood.
Along with the jaundice, right?
Because they did the blood test.
Right. Yes. It was something else along with the jaundice. So, yeah.
Yeah, parents said that the midwife had the lights needed, right, for the jaundice. So we're clear on the jaundice.
Yeah, we're clear on the jaundice.
But from what we're understanding now is that there's something else in the blood. And, you know, that requires you to be able to get, because I've even gone to holistic doctors who say, "Give me, I need your blood test."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I can at least see what the blood is saying so we know how to, you know, properly counteract that. Can we get those likes?
And I only say that because I get, you know, with kids, like we just talked about that being our, like, weakness. So, yes. Like, when and I heard that, I'm just like, yo.
Yes.
Then, I, you know, you read the story and it's like, okay, it might be a little bit more here.
And see, some of these stories, again, you got to read past the soundbite. Because the soundbite will get you in your emotions. You know that.
Yes.
And then, you know, you jump out on the ledge and then you get the whole story and go, ah, that makes some sense.
What if these stories start popping up to discourage home births? I wouldn't be surprised, right? So that's what media and propaganda is all about.
Right, but home births have been going on a long time.
Yeah, because you're seeing articles written by these like big publications like, oh man, people feel happier without working from home.
Right.
And it's like, what? Like,
you know, it's all propaganda. Yeah. No, we get all of that. Those who want a home birth are going to home birth regardless because it's in their mind. I'm not talking about the home birth. That's something you should do if you feel comfortable doing that. I'm talking about if they took blood and the blood is an indicator that something may be wrong, it's not going to hurt you to even go to a different facility and have them do the blood again. And if it comes back normal, you go, I'm good. That was hustle. Mm-hmm. If it comes back that, okay, now there is something in my child's blood, doesn't mean you still can't find the herbal remedy to the problem, but knowledge is power. You got to know what the problem is first. So, you know, and they would know as parents, did they take blood when they was there? If they did not take blood, then we know the whole thing is a ruse.
Right.
If you allowed them to take blood while you were there, and then the results came back because you went home. They went home, right?
Yeah.
And then the doctor called.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very possible. Very possible.
More question. Question. How do you go about finding a holistic doctor you can trust?
That's going to be how you, whatever region you in, you have to vibrate with the right people. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who either helped them with something and... You're in a great time because now you're in a time where certain downloads are going to come into your body automatically. And you are automatically going to start knowing, all right, before I even go see a holistic doctor, what can I do on my own? Put your diet on the table. Put your exercising regimen on the table. Put your meditation regimen on the table. And if all of them equals zero, my diet is screwed up, I'm not exercising, I'm not meditating, those things alone, no change brings about no change, right? So if nothing changes, nothing changes. The minute you add a one or a two or a three in any of those categories to move in that direction, what you are doing is improving your own health. Then you begin to vibrate on another frequency. Check this out. And then the doctors come into your mix. That's just the way it works. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Now, you should know it's only so much holistic doctors can hustle you with.
Yes.
Because they're either going to prescribe you something and it's either going to work, but there are no miracle cures. You got to do your part to enhance what it is that they're giving you. Because people kill me. They think they can just take sea moss or black seed oil, eat like a savage, drink like a savage, smoke, party, and expect themselves to get healthy. Life don't work that way. So there is a participation on your part that says, I am going to move in this direction. When you throw a pebble in the ocean, it is a pebble here. It is a tidal wave somewhere else. So you have to put something in motion. And that's all of us. I am the most critical person of self. I don't go past self, guys. Rarely am I going past self to blame anybody for anything that exists within my circumference. I deal with self. Okay, Doc, let's stop the bullshit. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here? How can we change this? You know what I'm saying? Can you give me 10 sit-ups? Can you do this? And if you do that every day, that's automatically going to change something. But if you just out expecting somebody to relieve you of your fat assness, is that such a word?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, if you expect somebody to relieve
I like the word, though.
Of your fat assness and you do nothing, then you're out of your mind.
Julia, shouts out to my wife, Anita. Tomorrow's our 15-year anniversary, 18 years married.
Drop a bomb. Those are good years, man. Y'all trust each other. Y'all partners.
Yeah.
15 years in, 18 years all together.
He ain't going nowhere.
Eight years. 15 years altogether, 8 years married.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's all matters.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Shit, 15 years is 15 years.
Somebody asks, did you hear Taxstone's interview with Complex? Why are we ignoring the fact he killed someone? Yo, I thought that was weird too. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, yeah. That people decided to, yeah somebody like, died.
I thought that was weird
and
too.
And I forget who was it. Somebody brought it up. And they said, we don't want to negate the fact somebody died.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And the thing is, too, like, there was a, it was a music concert at Irving Plaza. He brought a gun in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was outside. I just happened to just.
Right.
You snuck a gun in there because I'm sure there was security in there. They probably let you rock.
Right. The possibilities that could take place while you was in there.
Right. So, I thought about that, too. I thought about that, too.
Let's not negate the fact
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I definitely thought about that.
There's a family somewhere that doesn't have a child.
Yeah.
Because of his negligent behavior. Because if he ain't got no gun in there, they just scruff it out. Everybody live.
True.
At least to see another day.
Somebody said, why does Taxstone have a phone in prison? I don't know. What kind of prison he in? Maybe a Fed prison? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I was going to say, what else was I going to say? The Taxstone, there has been like a lot of talking about lists, right? We talked about the Joe Budden being on top list. Here's the thing. I think Joe Budden should be number one up there, right? As I guess just within that list.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the fact that Rory and Mo are still talking about him.
Yeah, because obviously he has imprinted their lives in such a way that they can't get back.
I hate the fact
that I would not give you the satisfaction mention your name.
And just off of, we're talking war here, right? He won the bout. He was number one.
Yes, let it go.
He won that. Just don't mention it. The fact that you mentioning it and then you make it a Patreon episode that you're talking about it, so you're trying to sell it. I was just like, oh, come on, bro. You're better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than that.
Yeah, but, you know, they're trying to sell subscriptions or something. Task on where he belong. If he's so gangster, break out. And somebody said they've been together with their wives 10 years.
Oh, dope.
They was at a steakhouse in Atlanta. Make sure y'all didn't get the lion chops. Look, are these the lion chops? No.
I said, Malcolm, did you see the mother and child that was killed by the father and the baby was found in an alligator? No, I did not. Whoa.
I did. I heard about that. They were searching for the baby and they found him inside the mouth of the stomach of an alligator.
Jesus.
Yes. Listen, we spoke a lot about it. The mental illness in this country is something like never before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you don't know what's going to make somebody snap. One dude just found out his kids wasn't his.
I heard that was a skit. What are you talking about? The 11-year-old and...
I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, my gosh. Here you go. Here you go.
Andrew Wiggins.
I want him to call into the show and curse you out.
It's true. Dude, so he missed all of them games because his grandfather was sick. let's run this through our head movies together. Yes. His father's sick.
Yes.
He missed 25 games because his father was sick. Or his best friend is the father of his two children. What makes more sense? And ain't nobody talking about it. That happened with LeBron. Don't forget that happened with LeBron.
Oh, with his mom?
Yeah. With his mom's and Delonte West. Yeah. And nobody spoke about it, but a few people spoke about it.
But we just saw, what's his name, acting real dramatic about the Udoka situation. He was like, it's deep and some people going to get hurt by this. And it wasn't that big of a deal.
No, we don't know all the details about that. So now they want Wiggins to come back and make layups. You know what I'm saying? Get back and focus. And now his wife is right there with her new man who's now and his kids, and y'all want him to make layups.
I don't believe it.
Dude, that's tough, man. That's a tough thing to do, man.
I don't want
to
believe it.
You don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
But that's tough, man. I'll be on a 30 for 30. I swear I kill everybody in this. It'll be a 30 for 30. A player had a promising career. Two beautiful children.
I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. Did you hear about the truck filled with the toxic soil from East Palestine crashing on the highway? Yeah, bro.
We did.
What the hell is happening?
We did. Yeah. Yeah, this thing is literally going off the rails.
Literally.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening? Nerd talk, should DC Comics make a Batman? Me and Eli will talk about it.
Okay.
Put it in the comment of the video so we can see it. You know, the last video me and Eli did.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the jab is what's happening. Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be. A lot going on.
Somebody said, Get Rich or Die Trying is not 50's debut album. That It was definitely his debut mainstream album.
His debut. We know he made a lot of mixtapes, underground stuff. We're talking about anticipation. The question was anticipated.
No, I said debut album.
Debut album. Because you know what I'm saying?
Good Kid, Mad City is technically not Kendrick's debut album. Right. But we count it as Kendrick's
right.
debut
So don't
album.
Get all technical, guys. Come on. Linear minds thinking straight lines.
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't do that.
Come on, man. Y'all in that Mandalorian? Yo, you know what? I have not watched the Mandalorian because when Disney touches a Star Wars show, they ruin it.
They ruin it?
They ruin it. Even though I like the Kenobi show.
Okay, and I was listening to a little birdie and said they might be renewing the Kenobi show.
You heard me and Eli talk about this right in front of you.
I got my sources, my TikTok sources told me that they could be renewing that. I'm going to make it on that show. I'm making it on the Nerd Show. Don't do me like that. Ice Cube was most anticipated. Yeah, that was an anticipated album as well, absolutely, because he broke off from NWA. Mm. We knew how good he was. We knew they had beef, so yeah. I mean, and see, this is what makes for a great conversation. There are a couple of albums that now, if you start refreshing my memory, I go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I just gave an answer off the top. But yeah, all of that's true. Yep.
I saw a question. So good. I heard, so the Air movie was good. They only made like $3.5 million at the box office they opened the weekend, which is like.
That's kind of small for Michael Jordan based.
Crumbs.
Yeah, that's crummy.
Crumbs.
Is it also now going to be on Netflix or something?
I don't think that fast. I'm not sure that fast, but
okay. Because some of the movies, you know, they do it like a week in the theater and then.
No, I didn't take Noble to see the Mario movie. I don't think he.
I have to see the Mario.
Sit in place to watch. No, I want to see it. It looks
because
good
because the dude name is Bowser. How do they kill Bowser in the movie?
True.
How they gonna kill me?
Yeah. True. You're right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. This shit could be. See, you ain't on your Illuminati shit, son.
Right.
You know my last name is Bowser, son.
Right.
My movie is out right now. Do the gematria. I could be out of here. You fucking around. You know what? You're not getting my gift certificate. You're not getting my points from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm up to 12,000 points now.
That is, yo, you gotta like.
You're not getting any
of
those. You
gotta like look at yourself in the mirror.
I gotta see if you're still watching.
Daycare. Why am I at Dunkin' Donuts?
I will will.
This much.
My Dunkin' Donut points to you in the family when everybody gather around to
like
share my belongings.
Peyton, there was Malcolm Nertuk. Yo, do you think Dominic Mysterio is gonna don Eddie's persona? I was at WrestleMania 39. It was epic. Oh, that's dope. Shouts out. But you know what's crazy? To watch him as like a fully grown adult wrestler when I watched that storyline of him and Who's Your Daddy, that's actually crazy. That'd be cool though. That'd be smart.
I thought this was the Urban X podcast.
You're right. My fault.
Is this Nerd Talk?
I gotta save that for Nerd Talk. No, Malcolm, have you heard about the 32 work week bill? Yeah, I heard about it. A lot of people are upset. A lot of business owners. Obviously upset about that. But you know what I feel like? This is just me personally. Just like 40 hours became the norm, 32 hours just will become the norm that we're going to complain about eventually as well.
Yeah, I mean.
Just me.
Work is not, this is not normal.
Right.
I mean, they've conditioned you because they have to occupy your time and your mind. So you have to, they have to wear you down on this planet, right? When you worked. You hunted. You was a hunter-gatherer. You went out and you chilled after that. You build a hut. You build a drum. You sat around and you banged on the drum. Y'all made spears and shit in case another tribe was rolling up on y'all doing a spear by.
Right.
Not a drive by, right. Spear by. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all it was. Yeah.
Somebody said, was Urban X beefing with the Joe Budden podcast on Twitter? Nah, because like, so it was a clip. of Joe Budden. He was calling, he didn't name him, but I think he was talking about Rory and Moore. He called them the Bare Minimum Boys. Because during like the breakup, he said like they didn't do anything extra and stuff like that. I'm just confused. You do two shows a week plus Patreon. They do two shows a week plus Patreon. Like what is...
Yeah, I think he was talking more about like them hiring staff.
They got staff.
Engineers. No, I think the way he said it, it sounded like he's saying that they're trying to operate. But of course, they don't have the budget he has and among other things. And but no, we are not beefing with Joe Budden. That's way out of our class. But if he wants to mention us and, you know, people want to come over and see what we about, sure.
Yeah, now thank you, Christopher Perkins. He don't want the Urban X movie.
Yeah. Milk. You know I'm already beefing with 50 Cent and Fat Joe.
That's right. That's right.
They just don't know it.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm beefing with them. Shit.
That's right. That's right. But, guys, with that being said, we have an after show.
Okay, we do.
We have an after show.
Okay, let's get to it.
So we're going to talk about, we're going to see you guys in about 10 minutes.
Less than 10.
Less than 10 minutes. UrbanX.NYC, $5 a month or $50 for the year. For the people whose membership is still messed up, email me. I've been getting back to a lot of people.
Okay, you've been
fixing
rectifying
their, yeah, fixing stuff. Their stuff.
Okay, all right. And for all of y'all who don't think hanging out with us is worth $5, see you Monday. I mean, Thursday.
Thursday, yes. Yeah. So we'll see you guys in a little bit. Members, we'll see y'all in a little bit.
Peace.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.